episode 2177, A Thrill of Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Merry Christmas. The countdown is over. Today is here. Can you believe it? Oh, celebrate it. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Now, I know you're probably thinking, wait a minute, but what day is it really? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and boy, are we diving in. It's a thrill of hope. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode, this precious episode, is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When the weight of the world is on your shoulders, nothing seems right here, right now. However, amidst the darkness, what do you see? A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. You know, when I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you, at this moment in time, this year, 2020, we all have been affected by darkness, some with jobs, others with health, and some with brokenness. But darkness has been the constant, always present. And even with the increased burdens, though, the light still shines bright, a thrill of hope. Did you know that on December 21st of this year, 2020, the Star of Bethlehem could be seen? This has not happened for over 800 years. And the Star of Bethlehem, it's the way the points are. It was the aligning of Jupiter and Saturn. It was a magnificent sight to see, a thrill of hope. Now, some of you may have experienced it. Unfortunately, where we were, our skies were very, very dark and cloudy. And so we did not have a clear view, but there were some areas that it was so bright. It brought me to the point of that cold night. Mary and Joseph traveling, exhausted. And as I sat here pondering about it, I thought, I'm feeling exhausted. Our house is full. Praise the Lord, our immediate family, meaning all of our children, our grandson, our son-in-law, everyone is here together. We haven't had this type of Christmas in 3 years. So it's been 4 years, basically. It would have been our fourth year, but it's been 3 years since we've all been together on Christmas Day. That's a long time. But I thought, you know what? Really, it's just a blink. Because when Mary was given the word that she was going to bear a son, God's son, and she would call him Jesus, Emmanuel, he was going to be the Son of God. And you got to imagine that she was a little bit freaked out about the whole thing. I don't know if she was thinking about hope in that moment. She might have been thinking, yeah, I don't know what's around all of this. I thought about a family, but not right now because I don't even have a husband yet. And that's a problem. I got to have a husband first. That's how I was raised. But wait, you're telling me that no, because I'm special and you're going to give me this responsibility? Soon, the days passed, the months, and the heavens opened up and a little baby was born in a manger, not in some lavish inn. No, just in a little old manger, because there was no room in the inn. You see, sometimes we go looking for what we want in all the wrong places. And we look out there and we say, this is what I know I want. And we go to grab it. And it's no longer there. It's because we're walking in darkness. But today, because of the gift that was given, we can walk in the light. Anyone who has an open heart and open hands can receive the light God has gifted to the world. A little infant brought into a world of sin to give us hope. Hope for our everyday, in our everyday. The divine wrapped in the flesh to rescue and restore your heart. This was an extraordinary gift of love given to ordinary hearts. A light illuminated in the darkness that still carries the same hope as it did thousands of years ago. The darkness doesn't get the last word. God is the light. You know, sometimes we can't fathom surrendering absolutely everything. But I believe Mary had that within her. She didn't necessarily have it at that moment, but God groomed her, prepared her. Prepared her heart, prepared her mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And he said, I will take care of you so you can take care of my son, who will then take care of the world. We sometimes like to rush things way too much. I'm getting a little taste of it this Christmas season. As we're in a different season of our life, all of our children are now older, high school and above. We have one married. We have one grandchild, an amazing, adorable, handsome grandson, if I say so myself. In fact, we were going to host our own nativity scene. My daughter, who's the mom of our little grandbaby, she has played Mary I don't know how many times in her lifetime. She has the part memorized. And her husband, oh yes, my son-in-law, could definitely be Joseph. The only thing is they're already wedded, so that's not technically true to the story biblically. But we thought, that's okay. We could expand that. And then we would have our little grandson could be baby Jesus. He's just the right size right now. And sometimes, you know, we look to having everything perfect. We want to be able to figure it all out. And with all of my kids now grown, things are a little bit, well, I wouldn't say quieter, because all of them have quite the personalities. And it's fabulous. They challenge me, sometimes a little bit too much. That's why I have to fall on my knees a lot. But one thing that my oldest son told me, he came downstairs yesterday evening. And he said, you know, Mom, it must be tough. Santa Claus can't come any early because, man, all your kids are growing. And now they stay up to like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And he goes, I don't know what that means for Santa Claus. And I looked at him with a half smile and said, a very, very late night. Sometimes we try to do everything under our own power because we want that rush, that thrill of hope. But no matter what you try to go out and do yourself, cannot ever compare to the thrill of hope that God gave us thousands and thousands of years ago. Baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The darkness present, yes, but it could be illuminated by God's only Son. I don't know if you're trying to orchestrate everything in your life, the perfect family, the perfect job, even the perfect school environment Because as we know, 2020 has been crazy and we still do not know what's on the horizon. But one thing we do know, that the darkness doesn't get the last word. God is the light. So don't hold on to things of this world. Hold on and ponder what Mary did in her heart. Know that God has given you the greatest gift. All you have to do is open up your heart, open your hands, and receive Him. Wherever you are today, say, Lord, I surrender. I know I can't do everything right, but Lord, I give it to You. And I want You to be the leader in my life. I want You to guide me. I need that Bethlehem star every single day, not just when it's a 911 situation. I need it every day, no matter what is happening. And if you're like, I don't know, I've kind of gone back and forth, guess what? Just go back to God and say, you know what, Lord? I know You've always been there for me, but I haven't always been there with You. So take a step back and say, Lord, I know I've been hiding this piece of my heart from You. Today, no more. I give it all to You. That is a thrill of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. From our family to yours, Mary, Merry Christmas. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Mele kalikimaka. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.